Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. John Kelly here in the garage studio. Jeremiah Stringer in the lavish Casa de Stringer currently. How are we doing? Are we ready to talk about a battle today?
Yo, I'm ready, dude. Did you hear my DMX before we went live?
I did. I poured one out for him while I was listening.
I ended on Party Up, but yeah, I got Sirius XM in the truck, and yeah. I listened to the 2000s and then 2010s and then like throwback pop rocks, which is more like grungy, you know, like, I don't know.
Nirvana, Pearl Jam, yeah. Alice in Chains.
Yeah. And newer stuff too. That is not your classic grunge, but a little bit more rock than pop.
Gritty.
Yeah, a little gritty. Maybe like Green Day or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, DMX come on, and I said, man, that sounds good. So I just put on the playlist, and I was setting up the camera and everything for this episode, and I just let it rock.
There's nothing
wrong with that. Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm sitting here preparing for the college football season to begin, and having a little cup of the Java, which is not making a whole lot of sense because it is currently 90 degrees in my garage. If you hear any sound in my microphone, that's a fan that's blowing on me on high right now so that I don't like melt while I'm sitting here doing this podcast. But I want to give a shout out to Ben McMillan, man. I'm drinking some of his Hilltop Packs coffee. Currently drinking Long Way Home, which is a medium roast Indonesia blend that is quite tasty.
Speaking of Ben McMillan, what do you think about his little customizable mats, like his little doormats for the tent, you know?
Yeah, you know, I ordered one. I haven't gotten it yet.
What did you customize, or did you just do bland?
I customized it. You want to know what it was customized to look like?
I hope it's not a bunch of my faces on there. I hope it doesn't match that fanny.
No. I made it look like a welcome mat.
Oh, what's it say on it?
Welcome.
You're one of the most original people I know, John.
Do you know anybody else who's going to do that for the front of their tent? Nobody else has a welcome mat in front of their tent.
No,
I'm hospitable. I'm hospitable. That's what it means.
I love it. Was it, man, I was watching something. They were talking about it. I think it was Backpacking with Buckley's channel. I was watching some of his videos, and he was talking about how it was somebody's idea. Who was it?
Man, I don't know.
Oh, I think it's Andy.
Andy?
Yeah.
Who's Andy?
Well, what's his channel name? I can't remember. Andrew Miller.
Oh, Metro on the Move?
Yes. I couldn't remember for the life of me the name of his channel.
Yeah, Metro's a good guy. I like him.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Tim said in his video that it was Andy's idea. So, shout out to him if it is. Metro on the Move. Let's keep
That's
moving.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
That's
dude.
Awesome. So, we've got a sponsor for today's video, and we need to say a little shout out to our good friends at Outdoor Beards.
Oh, yeah. And I'll go ahead and get this out of the way. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of their products, but if you want to order something and save some money, use our code BACKPACKING to get 10% off of your entire order. Dude, do you see the beard?
I see the beard. You actually have facial hair again.
Well, I tell you what. I wish we were sponsored by Manscaped too, but I have one of those little Manscaped razors, and I put it on the second setting, and I've been buzzing short, But I said, you know what? Let's let this grow out a little bit. And actually, I put some beard balm in my beard this morning, and I took my outdoor beard's brush. Brush this beard down, baby. Don't want to get split ends before we even get going, because then once your beard gets long, which I don't know how long mine's going to get, but if you start with split ends, it's not going to end well. Your beard's going to break.
No, no, it's not good at all. And it's getting close to wintertime. You know, I mean, we got just a few months, and it's going to be cold.
That may be the time to grow the beard out, outdoorbeard.com.
I think so. I think so. So big thank you to Outdoor Beards for sponsoring this episode. I'm telling you, I use the balm. I like the oil, especially like when it's really hot and dry and nasty, you know, and you've taken a shower and it feels almost like hay on your face.
Oh, yeah.
And you get some of that oil in there. It's fantastic.
Yes, dude. Moisturize. And it keeps your skin from getting real flaky. Dude, what is more embarrassing? You're walking around, you got this immaculate beard, but then there's dandruff literally coming out of the beard. I'll tell you a couple of my favorite flavors, too. All right?
Let's hear them.
If you're wanting to use it first thing in the morning, you cannot go wrong with the morning brew, beard balm, or the oil. I prefer the balm, a little bit more styling. And I also love the Lost in the Woods flavor. Don't taste it. Mm. Only smell it. But he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 different flavors that you can order today.
And as always, they're not scents, they are flavors.
Exactly.
Because at the Backpacking Podcast, we do eat our beard oil.
We don't eat it.
But I will echo the morning brew, but I will also throw in Grandma's apple pie, that cinnamon apple pie scent. That is so good.
Smells so good, you wish you could eat it.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. So thank you to our good friends over at Outdoor Beards. Thank you for being our oldest sponsor on the show. We appreciate you guys. And if you've never checked them out, go on over to outdoorbeards.com. Check them out. Use the code BACKPACKING. Get yourself a discount and pick up some really great beard products.
Amen.
So Jeremiah.
Yes.
Jeremiah. It's about to go down. It's about to go down, man. We're gonna do something we haven't done in a while. We are gonna have a gear battle. And today it's all about the big three. So today, what we're gonna do is you're gonna tell me your favorite big three. I'm gonna tell you my favorite big three. And we're going to see who comes out on top of this thing.
All right. Let's do it, man. Who wants to go first?
I will let you go first. Do we want to start with the backpack, the sleep system, or the shelter?
I'm going to say backpack, 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 backpack. Yeah. You know what show that's from?
All right.
Well,
you want to go first?
You know what show that's from?
No, but if you tell me, I will.
Do-do-do-do-do-dora. I grew up on that, man.
Oh, my gosh, man. Like, Dora the Explorer, my daughter doesn't even watch that.
Well, it was before her time, but Dora's always got her backpack, and that backpack knows how to talk, unlike mine.
Yeah, well, it's still on. It still exists.
Oh, really? That show's
Dora
still going?
And her cousin Diego, they're still around.
Man, I hear all the kids are watching Bluey, but I cannot confirm because I don't have any children.
I'm telling you, you should watch Bluey. But we won't get into that today.
All right.
So let's talk about this backpack, man. Tell me about your personal favorite backpack.
Dude, this is a tough decision because since we make videos, a lot of times we have a lot of gear to test. So I think that right now I'm going to have to say my favorite backpack is my Outdoor Vitals Shadow Light. And I think the reason why is, dude, I use that thing literally every single day for 6 weeks straight. And you get so accustomed to how you pack it and where everything goes. When you use it that much, you can't help but like fall in love with it or hate it. And I kind of fell in love with it. I'll give you a couple reasons why.
Okay.
Removable frame. So Bridget had the same backpack as me, same size. But she took the frame out. I kept my frame in. And the backpack only weighs like 2 pounds, even with the frame. It's almost unbeatable. Okay, second thing. We only got rained on like 2 or 3 days. So what that means is if it doesn't rain, you don't necessarily need a bag liner. Now, some people would take it just in case. But it's kind of like out west, you know, some people do like the CDT, and I don't think they hardly get rained on at all, except maybe like specific portions. So that means you can utilize the zipper. So if you haven't seen the Shadowlight by Outdoor Vitals, it has a zipper going right down the middle, which is weird, going right down the middle where that mesh pocket normally would be, and that splits.
I just like how you call it. You just called it weird.
That, well, tell me I'm wrong. It is. It's unique.
It's different.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird, but it works because you can unzip the whole backpack if you don't have a bag liner in there, and then you can, everything's conveniently stored. You know where everything is. You can just pick out, and you don't have to unroll anything. You don't have to unsnap anything. In fact, it came in super handy whenever Bridget got stopped by security in Madrid, Spain, while we were trying to get on our flight. You know about this?
Nice. Yes, you told me about it.
Okay. So, you got that zipper down the middle? It is so convenient. All right.
So nice. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I like that pack. I've got it. Like, I'm looking at it right now, sitting down here on the floor. And listen, I've used packs from so many companies. I've got Osprey packs, Gregory, ULA, Waymark, Chicken Tramper, but all these companies, all these backpacks I've used, there's one that I just can't find anyone that can beat it. And that's the Z-Packs Arcall 60-liter pack, the one that I've got that's made out of Ultra Fabric. It's just, you were talking about a 2-pound pack.
Mm-hmm.
This one, with the frame, weighs 21 ounces.
Wow.
21 ounces. That's 11 ounces lighter. Like a half a pound, more than a half a pound lighter than 2 pounds. And it can carry comfortably. I've carried 35 pounds in it. And I mean, really, it was comfortable. Like, shockingly comfortable.
Z-Packs Arcall?
The Z-Packs Arcall Ultra 60 liter.
I'm giving it a go.
It is awesome. It's the most comfortable pack I've ever carried. It's the lightest pack I've ever carried with a frame in it. It's not. Now, one thing I will say is I kind of question the 60 liter capacity. I would say it's probably a 45 to 50 liter in reality compared to other packs, but I don't need more than 45 to 50 liters in a pack anyway, so that's not a big deal for me. But I would say that's the only negative, and the price. How much is the Shadowlight? It's about $250. Is that right?
If you're a member on Outdoor Vitals, then it's $211.47. And if you're just buying it, $235.
Okay, so $235. The Arcall comes in at around $400. So you're paying for those ounces. You know how it is in backpacking. You get to choose two things. Quality, weight, and price are your options. You only get two of the three at any given time.
Yeah, so, you're right. And also, I misspoke. It is $250 for the 60 liter. I was looking at the 45, but I got the 60 liter Arcall and the 60 liter Shadowlight pulled up.
Yeah, and I would put that Arcall up against any other backpack. Now, granted, again, if we're talking about overall value with price, maybe that would skew things a little bit. But if we're just talking about the backpack itself, I don't have a backpack that even comes close. And I've got a lot of backpacks back here. And there's one that is the go-to every single time. And it's the Z-Packs Arcall Ultra.
Yeah, so you're looking at $400 versus $250. Yeah, you got to weigh your options if it's really worth it to you.
And I would say, being a guy who's turning 50 in December, that weight is huge. A half a pound at the end of the day, it's fantastic.
Do you have the gray or the black?
The black.
Okay. Well, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you a fun fact.
Okay, let's hear it.
The gray is lighter.
Yeah, I did find that out later.
Did you see that? But it's only like half an ounce.
Right, right.
So that's like 14 grams.
Yeah. That's not much.
No, I mean, I don't think you're going to notice that. I mean, you're not cutting your toothbrush in half, are you?
No, I'm not doing that. I've got a tiny toothbrush.
Dude, I seen a toothbrush. Speaking of, I seen it on a Facebook group, backpacking Facebook group, and it was, they're like, it doesn't get more ultralight than this. And it was like a ring that you put on the tip of your finger, and that's your toothbrush.
Oh, really?
I said, man, I have a dog toothbrush just like that. What's the chances they went to? No joke, dude. The dog?
It's actually a dog toothbrush.
Yeah, I was like, what? This person is using a dog toothbrush. Because, like, you buy a pack at Walmart, and it's got the little toothbrush that goes on your finger, and then you can get different flavored toothpaste. They have, like, bacon flavor, chicken flavor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If I had bacon-flavored toothpaste, I might brush my teeth, like, 4 or 5 times a day.
Well, I got good news for you. You can buy an ultralight kit in the dog section at Walmart for $10. And you can get all the bacon flavor you want.
That's hilarious. So now I've got a toothbrush that I got from Garage Grown Gear that I don't know if they're still doing it, but for a while, whenever you'd buy something, they'd send one for free. And it's maybe like this big.
Wait, let me click back over on you.
It's just like this big.
A couple inches, yeah.
It's got a little tiny handle on it, and it maybe weighs an half an ounce or something. It's really lightweight, and they just send them for free with stuff. So I think I have like 3 of those things.
I'm pretty sure I got one of those toothbrushes. I think that we'd done a deal with them. No, it was Gossamer Gear. I take that back. Gossamer Gear. I searched on Garage Grown Gear for toothbrush. Is that one word or two?
It's one word, I think.
Toothbrush. I put it as 2 words, and it didn't give me any. Oh, I see it. It's 49 cent. 49 cent right now.
I mean, that's budget-friendly and ultralight.
Yeah, you're going to pay more in shipping than the toothbrush.
Well, I mean, if you're getting other stuff, you know, yeah, add 49 cents to what you're getting.
It says you can get a 5-pack for $3. I wonder how long those last.
I don't know, but if you got a 5-pack of them, and you decided to sell them for 50 cents each, you'd make 50 cents.
That's true. I have I scroll down to the reviews. There's 94 reviews. And the first one is 1 star. The second one's 2 star. And then the rest are 5 stars. So I don't know.
Well, you're always going to have somebody who doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's true. This first one said that it lasted about a week for them. But the 5 stars are all like, it's great. You know, it's as ultralight as it gets. It's small but mighty. Can't please everybody, man.
No. I mean, even Jeremiah Stringer has gotten bad ratings on stuff before, and that's, I mean.
Mostly bad ratings.
I don't know about that. All right, so backpacks.
Uh-huh.
Who's the winner here? Who's the winner?
Well, I think it's going to depend on how much money's in your pocket. I think that if you are wanting more budget-friendly, go with mine. If you have the money to spend and you care about the weight a lot, go with yours. But I do think even if they were the same price, I'm going to pick mine because I like the features better.
Okay. And I would have to completely, because I have both packs and I still like the Z-packs better. So,
well, let me ask you a couple questions.
It's the weight thing is a huge part of it. Just a huge part of it. Plus, it's more, to me, it's more comfortable.
Yeah, so. The comfort is super important. But mine was fine, but also I'm using the 45 liter, so I should have less stuff, meaning less weight, typically. But right. I wanted to ask you about, like, whenever you are trying to store your water in your backpack. So Osprey has different styles. The first backpack that I had, it was Osprey Atmos 65 liter, and it has like a little, it has 2 holes in each water bottle pocket, like behind the hip belts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go at an angle or you can go vertical. And so if you put your water bottle in at an angle, then it's easy to grab, like if you reach behind you and grab it.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, does the Arc Hall have anything like that? And is it any trouble getting your water bottle out from behind your hip belt?
I'm probably the worst person to ask about that because I have T-Rex arms, and trying to reach behind me and get a water bottle just doesn't happen on any backpack. Like, it's just nearly impossible for me to do it. Like, I just can't, ever reach. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask that question to. You would have to ask, maybe that's a comment for the people who are listening right now, if you have an R call, why don't you answer Jeremiah's question in the comments below. Leave us a voice message at backpackingpodcast.com. You can leave us voice messages there. Let us know if that's easy for you guys. I don't know. I'm a bad person to answer that question because the Lord did not bless me with arms of length.
Hey, speaking of like comments and all that, before we go on with the verses here on the gear, I wanted to talk to you about, I've been leaving polls. So like if people listen on Spotify, a couple weeks ago, we done a whole like episode about bears, bear attacks, should we be afraid, etc. And I put a poll on there, how many bear encounters have you had? And we had a number of people to answer. 53% of people said one bear encounter, but surprisingly, 16% said five or more. Who are these people?
Wow.
Five or more. Nobody said four.
Five.
11% said three. Who are these people that are having five or more bear encounters?
I don't know, man. That's a lot of bear encounters. Five.
Yeah.
Five bear encounters. Wow.
Now, they could just be lying, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I done one other poll about pooping. I know.
Of course you did.
I know. It gives you a chuckle. My question for that episode, and the name of the episode was Trowels and Beach Towels.
Okay. Yes.
I asked, do you prefer pooping in nature or pooping at home? I want you to guess which one was the majority of people and what percentage. We'll see how
I'm going to guess home, 85%.
Home is correct. It was the winner. People prefer pooping at home. But it's closer than you would think. 41 to 59.
Really?
Yeah.
So there are people, there's like 40 for every 100 people that listen to this podcast prefer to poop outside.
Well, I'm not a statistician, but
statistician?
A statistician either.
Yeah.
But okay. Our sample size may not be the hugest, so I don't know if we can definitely conclude that. I will tell you, I hated my statistics.
Isn't that how Gallup polls work?
Yeah,
I think like 200 people out of the United States something, and then they say that 40% of America believes.
Yeah, you can manipulate those statistics however you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we do that?
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm saying the majority of people prefer pooping at home. And that supports my case of, I think most people would prefer even though they're backpacking, but I'm not revealing the statistic of 40 versus 60%. Manipulate it how you will. Okay, on the backpacks, do you use one of the little sleeves on the front? You got a chicken tramper? What do you use?
Actually, I have a Hydropack bottle. That's a collapsible water bottle that I use with a carabiner, just clip it to the front of my pack.
And you use that on every backpack that you take?
Yeah, because it's easy. It's easier to clip on than it is to hook up one of those pockets. Okay. It's just a simple carabiner, and then it's got a hydration tube.
Well, I use the Chicken Tramper Ultralight Gear water bottle sleeve.
Yeah, it's a great sleeve. I've got one of those.
Fantastic, dude. I haven't used the clip on.
Yep. Okay, Jeremiah. Let's talk shelters.
Oh, baby.
What is your favorite backpacking tent?
Favorite backpacking tent. This is a close one. Does it have to be just me? Like if I'm going with my wife, we take a different tent.
Well, let's just say when it's just you.
When it's just me, I'm probably going to have to go with my Duplex L.
Z-Packs,
yeah. Z-Packs, very popular brand, but just very expensive. They make great stuff, but that tent is hundreds of dollars.
It's like $700 or $800, isn't it?
Yeah, I can check, but they sent it to me in exchange for a video, which I haven't made yet. So
I'm taking they haven't sent you anything since then.
Well, I actually had usually I'll just let companies contact me because I don't take the time to contact them. But ZPEX, I said, I really want to try this tent. It looks like it's $699. You can get it in blue, burnt orange, olive drab, spruce green, or white. And the weight on it is 20.8 ounces, which is 589 grams.
And it's supposed to fit a person up to 7 feet tall. Is that right?
Isn't
that what they advertise?
Well, they pinned a comment up here. I love this tent. I'm 6'4 and really needed the tent because a longer bathtub fits a dog pack and still has space. I'm just skimming. I don't see what it says it fits up to. But I'm 6'2", 6'3", depending on the day and the shoes, and I fit in it great.
And that just takes, what, two trekking poles and what, like eight stakes?
Takes two trekking poles, and yeah, I think you could technically get away with six, but if you don't want to bring the extra, you can always just cut you like a little stick and use it as a, you know, a stake, stake it out. Right. Yeah, one of the problems is it's non-freestanding, but I've been with people that have had it in major storms, and it held up great. In fact, I was on the Pine Mountain Trail, and we were like right on the top of a ridge, right where the wind goes over, and it sounds like a train, and we got caught in a storm out there, and Blue Star had one, which I don't think you've met him, but his held up great, no problems at all. I was in my hammock just swinging in between the trees all night, but he was hunkered down that Z-Pax, and that thing's great. He used trekking poles fine.
I was going to say, I've heard a lot of good things about the Duplex in general before it was even the Duplex L. Now, the new Duplexes, you actually have the zipper doors on them.
Yeah, they changed the zipper doors, and it's a better design. The rainbow doors,
way better.
Those like fall down. That's the way this Duplex is, which, I mean, it's fine. It's just the new one's better. So if you haven't got one, you're interested in getting one, definitely get the new model. Or if you want to save some money, you might catch one on like Facebook Marketplace or something, or one of those groups where somebody's selling it so they can get a new one, so you can get a discount.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say for my tent, it's also an expensive tent, and I did buy it full price. I did spend my own money on it, which is probably why I am such a big fan, because I got money and skin in the game with it. But it's the Dan Durston X-Mid Pro 2. It is a Dyneema tent. It's a trekking pole tent like yours. Technically, you really only need four stakes to stake it out, and I've actually camped with it using only four. And on top of that, it is also Dyneema, and it weighs in right around 19, 20 ounces. So it's about the same weight as the one you have. It's just a little different design. It's got a caddy corner set up with your trekking poles. When what that does is it gets the trekking pole, for one, out of the way of your door when you're trying to get into the tent itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it also adds a little extra space on the inside of the tent, because the inner actually goes in a diagonal. So it makes the inside of the tent just a touch bigger, which is pretty cool.
I always like more space in there, man. You feel a little claustrophobic in the tent. It's cool because it's like a little house, but it can get a little tight.
Yeah. What's really cool is the way it sets up, too, because of the diagonal setup.
Mm-hmm.
You actually almost have vertical walls on the ends.
Now, that's good.
Which, for someone your height, that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, because condensation gets your foot box wet. So whenever you're touching the end of the tent and, you know, your sleeping bag or whatever's rubbing up against it and it's wet, or you're just like losing space. The more diagonal the walls are, the more space you're losing. So you get on top of that pad and all of a sudden where the wall's slanted, your feet are up here instead of down on the ground. So you've lost all that, you know, you thought it was going to be this long, but it's actually not.
Well, and also, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to go to the bathroom, you're not paying attention, you lift your head up into the wall of the tent, that's a nice little wet surprise, too.
Yeah.
So,
can I give an honorary mention on a freestanding?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I think I got this one on sale because it's $5.99, and I definitely didn't pay $5.99 for it. So, it probably depends on who you buy it from. But it's the Telos TR2, T-E-L-O-S, Telos. and it's freestanding. Now, the problem is it weighs 3 pounds, 11 ounces. So
right.
That's pretty heavy. But you can set it up. You can set up in fly mode, which means that you're not using the inner. So if you're somebody that just likes the tarp style, you would have both, you know. Like you could take just the rain fly and the poles and set it up. Right. Or you could take both and have the inner and the outer. But I really like that one. And it's got like a light bar that snaps in the top. So you stick your headlamp in there. I don't know why all tents don't have this. Why don't they have just a little snap at the top with something that makes something that like dilutes your light? What do you call that?
Diffuser.
Yeah, diffuser. Why don't they have some type of diffuser in there so when you put your headlamp, it could be like a lantern and light up the whole tent? What are we doing here?
I will say if you want something that's a little bit more lightweight, costs a little bit less, but has all the features of the tent you're talking about, except that it's semi-freestanding. They have the Alto, which is by Sea to Summit as well, and it's a fantastic tent. If you want to save a few pounds, you're okay with going with an semi-freestanding as opposed to a full-on freestanding like what you're talking about with the Telos, you can get the Alto, which is another tent from the same company that came out the same time as the Telos. They're kind of from the same line.
Yeah, they look similar.
Mm-hmm. It's a great tent. They're both great tents. Fantastic tents. I will say, positives about the Z-Pax tent is just sheer girth. And I would say the same thing for the Durston X-Mid Pro 2. The negative for both of them is footprint size. They are massive.
Yeah, you need both a good tents space.
Take up a lot of space.
Yeah, and sometimes when you're trying to stealth camp, that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not the best for that, but they do have one-person versions of tents for both companies that are probably a little bit better for that. But if you're wanting to get something that is ultra bougie as far as like the amount of room you can get, the weight of the tent being super light, I don't think you can go wrong with either one of these two tents.
Mm, agreed.
But I do like my Durston gear, but I've never owned the Duplex, so.
Not yet.
I don't know if I'm going to at this point, man. I don't know if I can afford another $700 for a tent.
Yeah. Like, you might want to run yours into the ground before you start looking at shopping around for another one, same price.
Yeah. Until this one looks pretty ragged, I don't think I'll be buying any more $700 tents. All right. So we've talked backpacks. And here's the thing. We're going to leave the voting up to you all. At the end of this, leave a comment and tell us who wins. Who has the better big three? You guys tell us, because if we're deciding, we're obviously going to pick our own stuff.
It's obviously me.
That's why we picked it, you know? So
yeah, we're a little biased.
And if we're basing this all on looks, Jeremiah's going to win, which is totally unfair. So don't do that, people.
Oh.
It's not based on how good Jeremiah looks. Don't do that to us.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you.
So let's talk sleep systems.
Okay. Now, I did not mention that I prefer the hammock over the tent.
No, I prefer the hammock too, but I know your hammock you can't buy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was trying to make this something where if people actually wanted to go out and get what we're talking about, they actually have the option to do that.
Yeah,
so
it's applicable to the audience.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I got you.
So let's talk sleep systems.
Oh, baby. So we're going with the tent, right?
We're going with the tent.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Absolutely, man.
All right.
Now let's do this. Let's do three-season. Not hot, but not cold. Let's do three-season setup.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, if you're asking me, you need at least, well, whatever the next step above the 20-inch pad is. So a lot of companies is 25. Some are making a 30 now. But I'm telling you, man, 20-inch wide pad, no. Throw that thing in the trash.
Not cutting it, man.
For me, anyway. But, I mean, I'm a little bit of a bigger guy, just kind of lanky.
And I will also qualify one thing, that your sleeping pad is almost guaranteed to weigh more than mine because I don't need a long version. You do.
Yeah, I always have to get the long wide. Always.
Yeah.
just the way it is. But for three season, I'd say the basic Nemo Tensor. I do have the Alpine version or the NeoAir X Lite. I used that on the long trail the whole time, and it was fine. Some nights it was cold, you know, even down to freezing or below, and I stayed warm. But I would say combo of the Nemo Tensor. And for my quilt, I really love this. I believe it's called the Astrolite 27. It's like 26, 27, or 28. It's made by Western Mountaineering, and it's super light. But also, those are really expensive. I had a gift card whenever I got that one. So, but I'm pretty sure they're like $300 or $400. I mean, you're spending a lot.
Yeah, those are really nice.
Yeah,
really
but nice. Whenever you start going with the ultralight, like with quilts or sleeping bags, you're going to pay more just because the whoever is putting these together have to buy the down from somewhere. And there's like, it just the reality is there's a set price for that really good down because it's so light and so fluffy. So it doesn't really matter who you get it from. If you're going to get a really light one, you're going to pay more. And I think that one's $8 or $850 feel, which is a good, like, not top tier, but still pretty high up there. Like $850, that's fluffy
that's
down.
That's pretty high end. That's expensive stuff.
Yeah, but I really wish they would overstuff it a little bit, but it's probably made in China or something, and they're just, like, outsourcing.
Western Mountaineering?
Oh, no, it's not, is it? That's American.
That's totally American made, man. You probably got Western Mountaineering people like wanting to take their sleeping bag back from you.
Well, I purchased it, so come and try. Yeah, that's a really good
quilt.
Okay,
so let me get this. So which pick the one sleeping pad that you're going to go with?
I got to go with the Tensor, the Nemo Tensor, because it's rectangle and the other one's tapered. And the taper's just a little bit. It's just annoying enough to be like, even though the Tensor may be a little bit heavier, I'm going to take it to be more comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and now let's talk pillow.
Oh, the pillow. Well, I'm a double pillow kind of guy. So, for one pillow, the one that just goes between my legs, any pillow works. Like Outdoor Vitals, a lot of times they'll send you a free pillow with your order. And they're just like the, I don't know if it's plastic or what. But, you know, it's not super padded. It's just like a basic pillow. There's not like foam or anything. Blow up. So any pillow for between my legs. For my head, I think I'm going to have to go with the Philo pillow. I really like the Eros as well by Sea to Summit. But it has a good feel to it, but it doesn't have like an extra cushion. It's only blow up with like, kind of like a fleece outer. So I'm going to go with the Nemo Philo pillow. They make that, right? That's another Nemo product.
Yeah, I love that pillow. Okay, so you went with the Western Mountaineering sleeping bag.
No, it's a quilt.
It's a quilt. Okay, fantastic. So the Western Mountaineering quilt, which probably weighs in, a couple pounds?
Yeah, I'll look while you're talking about the other ones.
Okay, and then you've got your Nemo Tensor and the Nemo Philo pillow, right?
That is right.
Okay. Well, for my sleep system, I started using a new sleeping pad over the last couple months, and I have used it on all my little overnights and weekend things, and it's the Zoom UL sleeping pad from Big Agnes.
Zoom UL. Does that have horizontal baffles, or is that like a quilted baffle?
Yeah, it's the quilted type baffles. They claim that it'll get you down into like the low 40s, mid 30s temperature. I haven't done that yet, obviously, because it's in Kentucky. In the last couple of months, it hasn't been that cold.
Right.
But it's a 25. It's a wide regular, so it's 25 by 72 because I'm short, and it only weighs 18 ounces.
Wow.
So it's just a shade over a pound. And you and I have been talking a lot. And this summer, my goal was to be ultra light in the summer. Because when you're hiking in a lot of heat, the last thing you want to do is have a super heavy pack. Because it just becomes oppressive after a while with 90-degree heat hiking with a 35-degree pack, or a 35-pound pack. So I've been using the Zoom UL as my sleeping pad. And then my quilt of choice, In the summertime is different than my three season. I actually have a quilt that I use from Loco Libre Gear that only weighs in at like 8 ounces or something like that. But it's really a 60 degree quilt, so it's not going to do me much good when it gets colder. So I'll go with my 45 degree UGQ quilt, which is, I think, an 850 fill like yours. And it's got the zip up foot box with the drawstring on it. You can open it up like a blanket in the summer so you don't overheat. Just a really, really good quilt to use. And then as far as a pillow goes, you pick the same two pillows I'm fighting between right now.
No way.
Yeah, I got an Eros this summer and used it several times now. And I'm going to be honest with you, I am shocked with how much I actually like it.
It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, see, the Nemo Filla weighs 9 ounces. And so it's over half a pound.
Right.
While the Eros, I think, weighs like 2.5 ounces, maybe 3 ounces.
Well, what size are you getting on those?
I've got the premium regular for the Eros pillow. And the Filo is just the one that has the memory foam in it.
Yeah, but the Filo, you can get different sizes, I believe.
With the memory foam?
It has
when
a layer.
When I bought it, it only came in one size. They might be doing that now, but I've had mine for several years.
It's a layer of memory foam, right? It's like it's a blow-up pillow, but it's got a 1-inch layer on top.
Something like that. Like 3/4 inch, 1/2 inch, more inch, something like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just went on REI, and they only have one size available in different colors. So I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I think there's just the one size of those, but they're 9 ounces, so they're a little heavy. And so this summer I wanted to find something that was ultralight that I could take with me because of the reasons we were talking about earlier. And so I'm going to, since you went with the Nemo, just because we got to make this into a battle, I'll go with the Eros pillow right here. Yeah, I've actually got it sitting here on my desk.
It's more compact too.
Yeah, it's great for packing down. So yeah,
it's like the size of a baseball.
I'm
going to
go with that. I'll go with that one. Since you're going with the Nemo pillow, I love the Nemo pillow. So this is kind of hard not to go with it myself, but I'm not going to. Simply for the spirit of competition, I'm going to go with the Eros pillow. So my big three, my sleep system is the Zoom UL pad, the regular wide one, the Eros pillow, and the UGQ top quilt, the 45 degree. And you had the Western Mountaineering top quilt. What was the rating on that one?
It says it's 26 degree, and it says the weight is for the regular pound and an ounce, for the long pound and 3 ounces.
Oh, wow, that's super light.
Yeah, but the fill weight, it's 10.5 ounces for regular and 11.3 for the long. So I don't know if you really take it down to 26. But yeah, the Western Mountaineering Astrolite quilt, 26 degree.
So, and then you've got the Nemo Tensor and the Nemo Filo pillow, correct?
Yeah, and the Tensor, dude, it looks, the Big Agnes Zoom UL and the Tensor look so much alike.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that quilted, I guess they're not really baffles, but there's something about that design that, like, your arm doesn't fall asleep if you're laying on your side.
It's more like an actual mattress.
Yeah, I guess it just gives you more points that are like soft points, because
you don't have as many pressure points when you're laying on it.
Yeah, it just like evenly distributes.
Yep. I think both are great. I've got a Nemo Tensor behind me right now. I used one for the entire Sheltowee Trace, and probably the first 2 years I was backpacking, that's the only one I used.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with them. And
no, great, great sleeping pad. So let's review for the audience what the battle is. So for Jeremiah, we're going with the Shadowlight 45-liter backpack from Outdoor Vitals.
That's right, baby.
We're going with the Z-Pax Duplex L tent. We're going with the Nemo Tensor, the Nemo Filo, and the Western Mountaineering, what's it called, the Astrolite?
Astrolite, L-I-T-E.
Astrolite 26-degree quilt.
Mm-hmm. With an extra pillow. Just a cheapie.
With an extra pillow. So it's any a double cheapie. Pillow setup.
Yeah.
So you're probably bringing the pillow for between your legs.
It's too heavy to go between my legs. It's not worth carrying.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Eros pillow.
Eros is great. Any of the Trekology is great too. The Trekology 2.0, have you tried one of those?
Yeah, I've got one. They're great.
Yeah, it's got the pad strap. It's big. Easy it to blow is. Up. That's a great pillow as well if you just want to spend a few dollars.
It is. So that's your setup. And my setup, I'm going with the Z-Pax Arcall Ultra 60 liter, the Durston Gear X-Mid Pro 2, and then for my sleep system, we're going to do the Zoom UL sleeping pad regular wide from Big Agnes, the Eros pillow from Sea to Summit, and the UGQ, I guess it's the Bandit top quilt for the 45 degree for mine. So we'll let you guys decide who's the winner, which setup would you rather have, and when I win, Jeremiah, I promise I won't gloat too much next week.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If they're watching on YouTube, then they can comment. If you're on Spotify, I'll put a poll down there. Whose gear do you think's better?
And leave a third option that says both these guys are wrong.
Mine's going to say Jeremiah's punches John's gear in the face. And then I'll put the second option, would you rather vote for John's wimpy gear?
Now you can put John's kicks Jeremiah between the legs.
Oh, he comes out swinging and kicking, baby. I love it. That's funny. So vote on there. I've never even done one of those polls on Spotify. So does that pop up on your phone? How do you even do it?
I don't know, but people are answering it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, I guess they're a little smarter than us. Maybe they should be producing the show.
Well, and we can put a poll up on our community page too. So you can leave a comment on the video. We'll put a poll up on our community page. And if you see it and you haven't listened, well, you've already listened now because you just heard me say that. But leave a comment. Make sure, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel. Jeremiah, this has been fun.
My gear rocks, baby.
I know. Your gear is okay. It's I will say that your gear is incredibly mediocre, and I'm very happy for you that you've been able to find that stuff.
Oh, thank you. So,
with all that said for myself and Jeremiah, you guys have a good one, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Yeah. Adios, folks.